reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. This is how John appeared as a witness. And the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He not only declared, but he declared quite openly, "I'm not the Christ." Then they asked, "Are you Elijah?" "I'm not," he said. "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." They said to him, "Who are you? We must take back an answer to those who sent us. What have you to say about yourself?" But John said, "I am, as Isaiah prophesied, a voice that cries in the wilderness, 'Make a straight way for the Lord.'" Now these men had been sent by the Pharisees, and they put this further question to him, "Why are you baptizing if you're not the Christ and not Elijah and not the prophet?" John replied, "I baptize with water, but there stands among you, unknown to you, the one who is coming after me, and I am not fit to undo his sandal strap." This happened at Bethany on the far side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. In the ancient temple of Apollo at Delphi, it said there was written the words, "Know yourself." These are the most famous of the what's called the Delphic Maxims, which there are many. And it sounds like good advice, deep wisdom, know yourself. But then there are different ways of knowing ourselves. John the Baptist doesn't claim to know who he is himself. They ask him, "Who are you?" He doesn't answer. Or rather, he answers in a negative way. "I am not. I'm not the prophet, not Elijah. All I am is a voice that cries in the wilderness, 'Make a straight way for the Lord.'" Then he answers that he is waiting for the one who's coming after me. I'm not fit to undo his sandal strap. See, know yourself is good wisdom, but like all good wisdom of the world, it's not good wisdom if we try to do it ourselves. Anything we think we can do by our own power, something we will fail. And for Christians baptized in Christ, the full answer, "Who are you?" the full way of knowing ourselves is always in Christ. John continually says, "I am not." He denies who he is. Yet this is called a confession. As we sing in the order, the Dominican order, the John confessed and did not deny. That might sound like the opposite of confession, the opposite of professing something. But what John is saying is that only Christ can say, "I am." In the Gospel of John, Christ says, "I am." Often he also says it in the Gospel of Mark. And that's the way Christ proclaims his divinity. Only God can say, "I am." "I am" is the name of God. God is being in itself, not being as gift as we are. Gifted being as we are. But that proclamation of divinity is also a proclamation of the humanity. Christ and Christ alone can say, "I am," as a human being. We're never sure who we are. We cannot rely on ourselves. We do not know whether we'll stop being what we think we are. Tomorrow we may fail. In a minute we may fail. In our failures, our sins are always a fail to be ourselves. That's why the Greek wisdom is limited. Know yourself doesn't work unless you know Christ. Today is a feast of two of the great thinkers of the church, St. Basil, St. Gregory. And Basil himself, in his theology, was a man who came to know Christ. His whole search for truth is a search for the truth of Christ. As he came to accept the creed of the Council of Nicaea, to accept the divinity and the humanity of Christ in its fullness. However demanding that claim is, however mysterious, however deep and however beyond human wisdom, that's the only way to know ourselves. So do not know yourself except in Christ. And in Christ, be who you are.